you have a name for all the different types of, you know, not just the different ones individually, but all of them together? You say some.
Some animal. Animal. We just call them animal.
Yeah. You wouldn't say varmint.
Yeah. I mean, we would say varmint.
Okay. How about if a person has some dishes that are really fine dishes? You know, they're special, very special dishes. They might be made out of what?
China.
Right. Okay. The reason why I ask you that is some people, they used to have those little wooden eggs you're talking about. Sometimes they'd be made out of China, and they'd call them a China egg. How about now? You said you had a well that you kept your dairy products in. What kind of a bucket did you use in your well?
It was a bucket with the top that wouldn't leak. It's like a sealed up jar, and it had a ring on it. What would you call that thing? So we put that milk in there. And of course, the other we let it go on and sour and churn it and make buttermilk and butter.
What about the milk that the chunks of stuff that gets on top of milk? What do you call that?
Cream.
Okay. And if the milk kind of goes bad and it gets big hunks of stuff in it, what do you call that?
Yeah, that's butter.
That's butter?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your, you know, you said you had your pail down in your, or your bucket down in your well. What was that made out of?
It was made out of, it looked like to me, tin.
Tin? Did you ever use any wooden buckets on the?
Oh, yeah, we used some wooden buckets, but we never did have one that was tight enough to, you didn't want none of that milk to get out in your well.
Right, right.
But we had wooden buckets on the well, how you draw the water, you know.
So you used the wooden buckets to carry the water?
Yeah.
What were the wooden buckets made out of, you know, remember?
Oh.
Okay. If one of these pails got too old or black or dirty or something like that to carry water in or to keep your milk in, what and you might use it to feed your pigs with, you know, to carry stuff out, what would you call that?
Slop bucket.
Right. Okay. Now, in the kitchen, on the old, when you were young, when you were a young boy, in the kitchen, they have a big thing. It's use about 10 inches in diameter, has a little wall around it. You put it on the fire and you fry eggs in it. What do you call that?
Frying pan.
Okay. How about a bigger one? a bigger type of kitchen utensil that you might cook a stew in.
Pot.
Okay. How about a real big one that they might use to boil clothes in or something?
No, that's a wash pot.
A wash pot? Okay. And we were talking about the mantle a while ago. You might have a container that you put on the mantle to put flowers in. What do you call that?
Flower pot. Right.
Okay, if it was just, they just had some water in it, and you cut flowers in the morning, you just stuck flowers in there for a little time. You ever heard us refer to anything?
No, I'm on a flower pot.
You ever heard the word vase?
Yeah, well, I could say vase, I mean, that's all right.
Okay, what kind of eating utensils would you find on a table?
Knife and fork, spoons. Way back, since I remember, I had about the same jug in that.
Okay. If you have two or three different kinds of knife on the table, you say you got three or four, you got more than one, you say how would you say that? If I got one knife and one knife, I have two?
Yeah, you say two knives.
Okay.
But, I don't remember having two.
Okay. Okay.
Knife and a fork and a spoon. Man.
If you come in from working all day and your hands are all dirty, you say you got to go, what do you say you got to do with your hands?
Well, them days we had called back porch and